And thank you for joining us today in downloading the Grace Tabernacle podcast. We invite you to journey with us as we transform our hearts and focus our eyes to worship. It is our hope and prayer that this message will be helpful for achieving the goal of growing closer with Christ. Now let's join in fellowship with a message from our pastor, Gary Washburn.
Amen. Praise God. Bless Grayson tonight for leading us in worship tonight. Praise God. Praise God. Well, tonight, Pastor Gary is not here, but we're going to pray that God heals him tonight and bless his body and the family and keep them covered under the blood. Tonight, I will be speaking tonight. Praise the Lord. I count it an honor and a privilege. And Pastor had asked me, was God dealing with me with anything? And I told him he has for several times I have spoken this word. And it's everything that you need is in the house. Amen. Everything that you need is in the house. And I asked God, well, first of all, let me pray. Forgive me. Father God, right now in your name, Lord Jesus, I humbly, oh God, come before you, God. I decrease that you will increase in my life, oh God, that your will be done on this night, God, that I will speak a word that will edify your body, God, and they will catch hold to it and move forth from where you have them at right now, God, and they will grab hold and live the life that you have created them to be, God, and I thank you for it in your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So I asked God about this, and he gave me this, and everything that you need is in the house, and I have said that several times. We needed the kitchen to be finished, and I said that word, everything that you needed in the house, and it was in the house that the kitchen was finished. The example God brought back to me when Sunday, when Pastor asked Green to come up because there was a need, but the need was met because it was already in the house to meet the need. It's a need that is here. It's in the house. Whatever the house needs, it's already here. It's in the house is the need to be met. And when I asked God about that, he gave me Genesis. And Genesis 1. So he said, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God said, the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening, the mornings, was the first day. But I'm going to go down because we know what Genesis means in the beginning. But God spoke a word. And that which right now you see on, Jenny had told me, and I don't know if you can, but you can see it. It's the earth. And I'm going to jump all the way down to the 10th verse. And God called the dry land earth. And they gathered together of the waters called he sea. And God saw that it was good. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, and herb yield seeds, and the fruit tree yield fruit after its kind, whose seeds is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass and herbs yielding seeds after his kind, and the trees yielded fruits, whose seeds was in itself after his kind, and God saw that it was good. In other words, when God gave me that everything in the house, he's already gave it to you. In Genesis 1, my notes. He was teaching us once we became his child, his sons, his daughters, that everything that we needed was in us. When he created the earth, he spoke a word. Proverbs 18 and 21 says, the death and life are in the power of the tongue. and things that love, it shall eat the fruit thereof. In other words, what we speak out of our mouth, God gave us in Genesis 1, right here as children of God, that we have the authority because he gave us the authority over dominion over the land. He gave us dominion over the fowl, over the air, the beast of the land. Everything that we needed, God created. And then he created man after his own image. So we ought to walk in the favor and in the power of God, knowing that what he has commanded in our lives is already, we speak it. We have to speak it. We have to say, debt be free. The mortgage on this church ought to be debt free. We ought to speak it in the atmosphere as it's already been done. There is power when saints of God get together and speak it on one accord, debt free. The mortgage on this church should be paid off. It should be what? And we are going to do what? Speak it in the atmosphere that it be paid. And that's one of the things that God had gave me. And I told my daughter, I'm not going to be up here long. But he only gave me that, Genesis. Everything that you need is in the house. Everything that you need for yourself. One example God gave me was me and my husband. I didn't know I had a talent for cooking because I don't like to cook because my husband, when I married him, he took over cooking. Thank you, Jesus. But I found out doing our catering that God has blessed me with a talent that I can actually really cook. And one of the ladies at the wedding that we catered said, I think you don't know that God has given you a gift. It's in your hands. Using June as an example, that everything that you need is in the house. When June came to the church, he's the maintenance man or the maintenance supervisor that helps out June. It's because everything that he needs is in his hand. God has equipped us with everything that we need in this house. And I use Renee because you have electrician, right? I got it right? Everything that we need is in the house of God. God has prepared us. If God said today or tomorrow to open up a school, how many teachers in this house? Oh, my God. It's already in the house. Everything that we need is in this house. And God wanted me to share that with you, that even in the beginning, in Genesis, if we would have kept hold and read that whole first chapter, even when he created man in his own likeness, we are the likeness of Christ. So when someone sees us outside this door, they're looking at Christ when they see us. When they see Christ through us, everything that we need, he's already equipped us with it. If they need prayer, if they need healing, and going back to the pantry. If they're in need for food, it is already where? In the house. God has already supplied what you need in the house. Miracles, signs, and wonders, they're in the house. Everything that we need is truly in the house. If we just speak it, proclaim it, declare it, and seal it in Jesus' name. Everything that we need is in the house. And that's what God gave me, that everything that we need is in the house. And to tell Pastor Gary that everything that he needs, it's already in the house. There shall be no more lack. The finance shall be an overflow. And that's what I'm speaking in the atmosphere. And that's what one of your prayers should be, to speak it in the atmosphere, that this house will never go lacking ever again. It should be abundant. Abundant in the pantry. Abundant in the children chair at children church. It should be abundance here. It doesn't take a lot to be abundance. It just takes a willing heart for God to use you where you are, to step out on faith and believe what he has put in your hand and in your heart to do. Then do it, because he has equipped you to do it. And when I was speaking about me and my husband in the catering business, I just want to share with you, because God has done some awesome things. And right now I can hear him saying, tell about my car. Well, let me tell y'all about my car, because I love my car. I know y'all seen the Infiniti. out there. I love her. God knows I didn't want to get rid of my car because I didn't want no payments. And I woke up that Saturday and I said, well, baby, let's go to the car lot. Let's go. So we got up that Saturday morning and we went to Jenkins. I said, well, we cater to them, so let's go to them because that's where I cater food at to them. And we went there and looked at, but God had already spoke to me and said, you're going to get a Camry. I wanted to look at something else, but he had already told me I was going to get a Camry. But to make a long story short, so we got the car and I told the guy, he said, well, what's the price range that you are looking for your car? I said, well, $250. I don't want to pay no more than $250 a month. I'm sorry, I just don't want to do it. But that was me. I just didn't want to pay that $250. I mean, I don't pay more than $250. So when he got through adding up everything, my daughter was there. She's telling him, she said, no, we're going to get the oil change. No, she ain't paying for that. Shh. You're going to get this warranty on here with the oil being changed. So I stopped. I just got quiet. I said, okay, God, you work it out. So I had received a letter about 2 or 3 months from Capital One saying that you can go, you're pre-approved for up to $35,000 for a car. And so to make the story short, so we went, the first payment for my car was $317 when they got through adding on everything, the warranties and all that stuff to the car. I still told God, I said, God, now I need you to do something because that interest rate is very high. And I really need you to drop that payment. So on Monday, Sean called me. He said, well, you got approved. Through Capital One. I said, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I'm still thanking God. The payment going to come down. But thank you. So on Wednesday, I get a phone call. Sean called me back. He said, well, I need you to come back in the office because we need you to re-sign all your paperwork. And I'm like, no. Now, I know he said I had to come sign one paper. If that bank didn't approve it, then I had to come and sign for the paper for them. So I'm just thinking in my head. I said, well, to God be the glory. So when I got there, the finance guy that was in there, I think his name was Sam, I think it was. And he said, have a seat. I've been waiting on you. And I was like, why, is this good news? Are they finna tell me the payment finna double? Or what finna happen? And all and behold, when we got through talking and me re-signing my papers, let me tell you how good God is when you're faithful and you obey him. My payment is $256. God is a good God. From the interest rate dropping, he could not believe that the interest rate dropped like they did. I said, but I serve the Most High God. And I was shouting in the office, and I forgot where I was. And he said, go ahead. And I said, Lord, I thank you. But that is just to show you that when you speak it, God hears it. I told God I didn't want to pay no more than $250. The $6 that was added on to it was because of the warranty that I had. So I praise God because I spoke it in the atmosphere. Speak it in the atmosphere. Whatever you need in your life, speak it. There's power in the tongue. Life and death is in the tongue. Be careful what you speak out your mouth. Be very careful. But speak life to every situation in your life. Because whatever God is taking you through, he's able to bring you out. And the earth, when he created the earth, he put everything in the earth. And all he did was spoke a word. Grass, cattle, man come to life. But it was already in the earth, and all he did was spoke a word to it. He was trying to get us to see all we have to do is speak the word. He has given us the keys to the kingdom, to take the world by force, by speaking it, declaring it, decreeing, and sealing it in the name of Jesus. And the one thing that I want to say to Grayson, too, speak to God. Say, you know how you come here and you play Grayson, and you're the only one here sometime, and we're trying to get it, you're trying to get it together? Speak to the drums. Drummer, come forth. Bass guitar player, come forth. Timber, singers that you want, Jay Grayson, call them. Come forth. Piano player, come forth and be on one accord, that they beat with the same heartbeat with Christ. Speak it. Every time you come in this doors, Grayson, speak it. I know without a shadow of doubt that God will provide, because everything you need is in the house. It's in the house, saints. It is in the house. Take a hold of what you have. Even if you're going through something, God has already given you the ability to go through it. It's already in you, but you have to speak it to yourself. You have to bring yourself to speak what's already in you. And once you declare it, decree it, hold on to it. The enemy gonna knock, because that's his job, to make you be discouraged of what you're going through. But let him knock on the door. He can't come in covered under the blood. And that's what I have for y'all tonight. It was short, but that's what God gave me. Whatever we need is in the house. Whatever you need in your life and you are going through, whether it's a bill, whether it's a house, whether it's a car payment, whether it's a mortgage, whatever it is in your life, if your children, he says, speak the word, that they will be saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. And I'm going to hold on to that word until it comes forth. I'm going to speak it in the atmosphere until every last one of mine are saved. They'll be saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. They will be praising God on one accord. Never let go. Never let go of your children. Speak the word over their lives. Speak it in the atmosphere. Believe God for it and watch him do what he said he was going to do for you. And he will do just what he said, because he is not a man that he could lie. He is the great I am. He is the Almighty. And I praise God for that. But tonight, I just want to say, it's in the house. Amen. Praise God. I'm short, but that's what God gave me. And I told him I would not go over, but give him just what he gave me. And if anyone desire prayer, we can come to the altar if you would like prayer. Is it something that you're praying and you want to speak out loud? If the elders can come that are here to the altar with me, where we can pray, that's something that you have been praying for and seeking God for, that you need him to speak a word in your life and to seal what you need, because it's in your hands. It's already in you. For God to do what he said that he would do for you. And he's more than enough. He is more than enough. He is truly more than enough. But if anyone would like prayer for anything, no matter what it is, if you would like prayer, you can come forward. It's healing in the house. It's deliverance in the house. Yes, Lord Jesus. We thank you for it, Lord. We thank you. We praise your name for it. Hallelujah, Jesus. Grayson, can we get just a little bit of music? Just a little bit? Just a little bit of music? Praise God. Praise God. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you.
My wife is up and she's walking. Praise God. I'm gonna bring her home. I'm gonna bring her home. We're gonna celebrate our 50th anniversary. My daughter's coming down, and I hope that'll be a testimony to her and my grandchildren and my great-grandchildren. I'm praying for them all. And I just praise God that he's touched my wife, that she can walk, and that she's coming home, and I hope soon you'll be able to come home permanently. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. We praise God because healing is in the house tonight. It is in the house. And we praise God that his wife will be walking and we can see her coming in the sanctuary and praising God with us, with her sisters and her brothers. We thank God for it. We praise God because there's healing in the house. We just thank you for it, Heavenly Father. We thank you for it. Glory to your name, Jesus.
Thank you for joining us today. We hope that today's message has made an impact on your life and has helped you move closer to the heart of the Father. For more Grace Tabernacle resources, or if you desire further counseling or prayer, please feel free to contact us at 352-748-3000. 3255 or visit us on the web at gracetab.org. Have a blessed day.